But have you got a spare room in your home and always wondered whether to rent it out or not? Have you ever considered using the room to house international students? The Australian Homestay Network needs your help. After the floods, there's been a shortage of homestay homes, and the organisation is looking for homeowners to help out. Rebecca Patterson is the Townsville Manager for the Australian Homestay Network, and I caught up with her earlier this morning.
So the Homestay Network is, I guess we're a company which facilitates homestay for international students. And not everybody knows about homestay, but homestay is where we welcome international students into our home. And really, we're a bit more than accommodation. We help to show them around, make sure they're settling in, help them find the bus stop, and really just facilitate that arrival.
Because coming to a new country can be quite a daunting experience, can't it?
Oh, it can be terrifying. Yeah, absolutely. I know from personal experience what it's like to be in a country.
I've just hearing your accent there. So how long have you been in Australia for?
I've been in Australia for 4 years this time round. But yeah, I'm second time round in Australia.
And what made you become a part of working with Homestay Network?
Because I've been in the same situation for so many times myself. We lived in Brunei, in Oman, Canada, lived in France, and I understand the fear of what it's like to arrive and not understand what's going on around you.
And the students, where do they come from?
They can come from all over the world. So we've had students from Vietnam, Cambodia, Malaysia. It really just varies. There's no norm, I guess.
And are they here studying?
Yes, they're all here to study. We do have some professionals who are here on internships as well, like with medical centres, things like that. So it's not just school students or university students. It's really a wide range.
So it's not just it's high school and university students,
yes,
as well, is it?
Yeah, yeah. And it works really well for our hosts because some hosts prefer younger students, some prefer older students, the independence.
Depending, they might have high school students of their own. They could be going to the same school or university students as well.
Absolutely. And what I'm finding is that no family is exactly the same. You know, some people prefer that a more kind of all-encompassing approach where they want to be more involved with their lives and, I guess, their social activities, in which case an under-18 might suit them better. And for some families, they just want the student who's more independent, willing to do their own thing, but they're there if they need them to give them a helping hand.
When the students come, how long do they stay for?
Really varies. We have short-term students who can be here just for a few weeks, or we've got long-term students that stay for 5 years and everything in between.
So it's all sort of random, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. So my job is just to connect the student with the right host family who meet each other's needs.
So when the students arrive here, what's the process like?
When the students arrive here, I guess when you're working with the Australian Homestay Network, the good thing for them is that they know beforehand where they're going. They know that they're going to a host family who's been pre-approved, they've had background checks, they know it's clean, they know it's got basic, it meets the basic requirements. And then we can also provide the contact details as well, so the families can have a bit of a pre-introduction before they meet, which is fantastic.
It's very handy with technology nowadays, which probably couldn't have been done years ago.
Yeah, definitely. So we've had some great friendships that have been established as a result of this. The families are really kind of interconnected, and it's really a rewarding experience.
Now, you're looking for host families in Townsville. Is this a year-round project, or does it just happen at a certain time of the year?
It's year-round, so we've got student applications all through the year. If hosts do apply, it doesn't tie them into anything. All that means is that when the time's right, if I have a student that meets what they're offering, then I just give them a call and see whether they're available at that time. And it might be that they've got holidays booked or something like that, or it's not the right time for them. So there's really no obligation by putting a host application in.
Is it just Townsville, or do the students go to places like the Burdekin, Ingham or Charters Towers or other places like that as well?
Rome wasn't built in a day, one step at a time. But we've had lots of interest in the outer line regions of Townsville, and that's something that we will be working on eventually. But I love Townsville. That's the main reason why I got involved with this. I can't believe what a hidden gem it is.
And when winter comes, it's even more beautiful.
It's like Australia's best kept secret. And if I can help more international students enjoy what we enjoy every day and maybe even take for granted, it's just a beautiful place, the air, the colours. And
so it's you're not only helping people, but it's also raising the tourist profile of Townsville in a way, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I wouldn't live anywhere else. I've lived in lots of different places, and for me, this is where it's going to be. This is where we're going to stay now.
Earlier in the year, we had the floods, which affected several suburbs in Townsville and homes as well. Have you found that that's had a bit of an impact on the amount of availability in the city at the moment?
Hugely. It really has. And it's quite unfortunate because I only took this on last year, so it's taken all that time to kind of build up my host pool. And unfortunately, floods came and wiped a lot of them out, unfortunately. But yeah, so we are looking for more hosts. We're looking for hosts all across Townsville. And the family makeup can be anything from just single person, professionals living on their own, to couples or families. There's really no set mold, I guess, for the host that we're looking for.
And it doesn't matter what kind of home you have as well. Is there any sort of guidelines with that?
No, well, obviously there are certain requirements. It's obviously they've got to have their own bedroom with their desk and chair and a lamp.
Access to the internet, possibly.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah, that comes as standard, yeah. So, but as long as it's clean and presentable, that's what we're looking for. Really.
How many students are slated to come to Townsville that you've got on the books already?
Not too many, I'll be honest, I guess, in terms of the huge number of students that we do have. We've probably got about 20 students at the minute. So we've recently just had a big group of students from Thailand, which has been amazing. You should see, we went out and we had a barbecue on the strand earlier last week, and just the friendships that are being built there every day, and the learning, and that works both sides. The host families are learning from their cultures, and obviously they're learning from our own. It's really quite phenomenal. And this experience really just, it's life-changing for them. It really is. It gives them courage to then go and do something else. And if we can be there to support that and encourage them, yeah, it's a phenomenal experience.
It gives them, I mean, they're younger people. It's a point in their lives that they remember so much, they'll always think back of Townsville.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's great for the economy. We've had some students who came here on a short-term basis, and they're going to be coming back long-term to study because of the experience they have.
And they
here.
Tell their friends and family, too,
absolutely.
You've got to come to Townsville.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, we can... Yeah, we keep pushing Townsville on the global map, then it's better for everybody.
If anyone's listening and they're thinking, look, I'd like to become a part of the Homestay Network, what do they have to do to become involved?
They should visit our website, I guess, homestaynetwork.org. There's lots and lots of information there. Or get in contact with myself. I'm sure an internet search will.
And they can apply through the website?
Yeah, they can apply through the website. It's because it's a national company, we've got offices all over Australia, then we've got a great system where everything's kind of automated. So they put an application online, I receive that, I get in contact with them, I then arrange to visit their home, we'd arrange for the background checks, do some online training as well. So, and then
what does the online training involve?
So it's really just it gives information about what to expect. So it really answers all the questions that the host normally ask me. If they've not done the online training, say, please go and do the online training. And it really provides a wealth of information for them on what to expect.
Do you have any young people part of the Homestay Network that, say, might go to a capital city first and then say, look, I want to go up to North Queensland? Or do they just go to the one destination?
They travel around. It's so different. And every student is so interesting. We've had students, like you say, who've arrived in Melbourne to study first, and then they've decided to go to the regional area. And that seems to be the trend. The regional areas are attracting more and more international students, and it's great to be part of that, to be honest.
And I feel as though if you go to another country, I think you experience more of what that country's like when you go to a regional area, because a lot of cities do look the same.
Yeah,
I mean, there's differences, but it's just a city still, isn't it?
Yeah, look what we've got to offer. They can travel, they can do so many things. They can visit the reef, the rainforest, the outback, all within an hour and a half from Townsville. We don't have any traffic to speak of.
Exactly.
Beautiful colours, beautiful fresh air, friendly community. Townsville's bigot advocate.
Koalas, kangaroos, wallabies. They get the true Australian experience, don't they? That you wouldn't really get in a major city.
Yeah, we get crocodiles crossing the road up in England when there's floods. Yeah,
do you use that as a bit of a thing for people to say, hey, you can see a croc on the road?
No.
I suppose that might scare them off just a little bit. Rebecca Patterson is from the town. She's the Townsville Manager of the Australian Homestay Network. Just remind us of that website address again.
It's www.homestaynetwork.org.
Thanks for your time this morning, Rebecca.
Thank you, Alex.